Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of self is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have in this world.
Yes, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, including live teaching, prayer, altar call, and then assigning you your task for today. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, a church on fire all by myself. And I welcome those who have called in live today. Our topic for today is hoax, H-O-A-X. And our scripture for today comes from the book of Judges, chapter 16, verses 16 through 20. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in live with me on Daily Fire. You can call in Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. The phone number is 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if you cannot tune in live, you can still make sure you don't miss the fire. At any time after 8 a.m. Eastern, the recording is on my website, feelthefire.com, FeeldFire.com, FeeldFire.com. Or even better, you can follow the Daily Fire podcast by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. That way the recording will be text straight to your cell phone Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, and that link remains available all day. Whenever you're ready to get that fire in, open the text, click the link, and it takes you straight to the recording. Again, that's text the letters DF to phone number 33222. You will receive a confirmation text. Now, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information is available on my ministry website, feeldfire.com, FeeldFire.com. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in the book of Judges, chapter 16, starting at verse 14, reading from the KJV. And she fastened it with the pin and said unto him, "The Philistines be upon thee, Samson." And he awaked out of his sleep and went away with a pin of the beam and with the web. And she said unto him, "How canst thou say, I love thee, when thine heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these three times and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lieth." And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him, so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart and said unto her, "There have not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man." And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, "Come up this once, for he has showed me all his heart." Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand. And she made him sleep upon her knees. And she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the seven locks of his head. And she began to afflict him and his strength went from him. Last verse, brothers and sisters. And she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as other times before and shake myself. And he wished not that the Lord was departed from him. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. So powerful. What is our topic for today, brothers and sisters? Say it aloud with me right now. Hoax. I want to talk to you today about the hoax being played on you. Now, a few days ago, we have heard the alleged event, and of course, for those of you who know me, you know I'm an attorney as well, so sometimes I speak in legalese. The alleged facts about the alleged attack regarding the gentleman who plays a character on Empire. Please forgive me if I mispronounce his last name, Mr. Jussie, I think, Smollett. I don't watch Empire, so, you know, I don't know all of the intricacies of it, but I would not want anyone to be attacked nor to undergo such a vicious attack as alleged in these facts. Well, as the when the story first broke, celebrities, politicians, everybody was coming out and condemning the alleged attackers. And from what I have read, Mr. Smollett's initial account was that he was attacked by two men somewhere around 2 a.m. in the morning in Chicago while he was either en route to or coming from Subway. And the men not only attacked him physically, but placed a rope around his neck, poured bleach on him, and said something to the effect of, make America great again or build the wall. So we saw celebrities, politicians, everyone coming out condemning this. Now as a few days have gone by, many people are now alleging that this is a hoax. They've started fact-finding. And one of the main things they're saying is, of course, that the Chicago police have viewed so much video footage that was available around the area that night. And although they can see footage showing Mr. Smollett, there's nothing showing an attack. And they've viewed videos from multiple angles of multiple different sources. And people question, why two men walking around at 2 a.m. in the morning in minus zero weather in Chicago with a rope and bleach would not have been seen or been able to be seen on the cameras or by the, I guess, few other people who would have been out that night. And so they also question multiple things. So now many people are saying this is a hoax. Then the news revealed that in Mr. Smollett's initial comments to the initial responding officer, he never mentioned the Make America Great Again, that was said later to a follow-up detective. Then people question now that his music manager is saying he was on the phone with Mr. Smollett when this attack happened, and he heard part of the attack. He was talking to Mr. Smollett, yet for some reason didn't call the police. The police were called over 10 or 20 minutes later. These are the allegations for those who believe him and for those who don't. And so let's talk about a hoax right quickly. When we talk about a hoax is different from, you know, a joke or April Fool's Day kind of thing you do, you know, a little prank, because whereas those are done, you know, with lightheartedness or good faith and intent, even if they don't turn out the way the person planned them, the good-hearted nature or good-hearted intent is there. Whereas with a hoax, it's not done in good faith. It is actually a premeditated or pre-calculated a fabrication that the person is intentionally designing to scam others, you know, to con someone. So, again, it's different from a joke. It's different from I made a mistake. It's different from a rumor or I didn't hear this right or recollect right. It has premeditation and pre-deliberation. In the book of Judges, chapter 16, where I read to you the biblical record of Samson and Delilah, we see what can happen when we want to masquerade or when we get caught up in fabrications and hoaxes, because sometimes, or I should say inherent within keeping that hoax going, is the fact that you must keep lying and that a lot of times you will overlook those who are your enemies, who have become intertwined in the hoax to your own detriment. Samson had a mandate on his life from God. And part of that mandate included the strength, the supernatural strength, which God had given to him from birth, designed to be used for the master's purpose, expanding his kingdom and protecting and delivering his chosen people, the Israelites. But Samson didn't want what God had for him. Instead, Samson wanted to venture over to the Philistines, and, you know, he was always seeking the Philistine woman, and he got caught up with a woman whom the Bible describes as beautiful, named Delilah. Now, Delilah had already been part of a scheme. The Philistines came to her and said, look, if you can get Samson to tell you the source of his strength, we'll pay you because we want to destroy him. So Samson would come see Delilah, and each time she would ask him, why are you so strong, Samson? And Samson would, you know, he would lie and tell her something that he knew not to be true. And then she would put his face in her lap, his head in her lap, and, you know, stroke him and soothe him. Come on now, we're talking about the fire. This is hot manna from heaven, designed to provoke and challenge us to higher levels in Christ. She's stroking him and soothing him. Then he'd go to sleep, and the Philistines would already be placed about her abode waiting. And when he'd go to sleep, she'd tell him, hey, come here. I know what it is now. Now, I don't know how he was able to sleep that soundly, but she'd tell them, and then they would come and do whatever Samson had told her. And then she'd say, wake up, Samson, the Philistines are here to, you know, to take you. And they would, when he'd awaken, he'd be bound in whatever way he told her would take away his strength. And, of course, he'd break free. But what was crazy is that then he'd come back again the next day. Hoax. You see, he should have been able to realize after the first time he awakened and he found himself bound in the exact way that he told Delilah would take his strength. And he already had the foreknowledge, if you go back and read the other chapters, that the Philistines wanted him dead because he killed over 1,000 of their people, that he should have realized then, this is a hoax. Delilah's pretending like she loves me, but she really doesn't. But he went back, and he kept telling her and kept doing this, and she kept doing that same thing. Hold on, I'm going to get to the hoax plate on you very quickly. And then finally, after she, you know, batted her lashes enough and told him, you don't care about me enough, he finally told her, if you cut my hair, I'll lose my strength. Well, she told the Philistines this time, I know he's telling me the truth. I can sense it as a woman that he opened up to me and shared his heart. And they cut his hair. And she said, wake up, Samson. The Philistines are here to capture you. And when he awoke, he didn't even realize his hair had been cut. That's why the Bible said he wist not or knew not that the Lord had departed from him. And so he got ready to fight, but he didn't have any more strength. And because of time's sake, I couldn't read the whole chapter to you. But they captured him. They blinded him. And they put him in prison, working like a prisoner. He was a prisoner, but that's not what God had designed for him. And eventually, his hair grew back, and he prayed and asked God to give him strength one more time. And what he did is he brought the pillars of the building down, and so it killed him and everyone in it. The results of getting caught up in a hoax. Let me tell you, death, about the hoax being played on you, brothers and sisters. Satan, in John 10:10, the Bible tells us he cometh not but to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said he's come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Satan is stealing, killing, and destroying from you. He is masquerading the truth of the pleasures of this world as better than living and loving for Christ. For some of you, he's been playing that hoax for years. And despite you seeing over and over like Samson, despite you seeing the result of you being out in the world, the adverse effects on your life, your soul, your spirit, on your family, despite you seeing friends who are being shot, friends who are being killed, despite you seeing friends who have overdosed or even family members on drugs, despite you seeing all of the things that are happening, you still choose to go sleep in the lap of Delilah, glory, rather than live the destiny that God has prepared for you. A hoax is being played on you. In John 8:41-44, Jesus said that you do the deeds of your father, the devil, who is the father of lies. He is not only a liar, but the father of it. He is the master of fabricating a hoax, the master of masquerades. He's the master of conning you and deceiving you. Now listen, I used to be there. I'm not preaching from a soapbox. I'm teaching from a place of love and compassion and understanding. I know how it feels to be out in the world. Yeah, I used to party and get my club on, but it's about more than do you go to the club and party. I'm not talking about let's cherry pick what this denomination believes or is wrong or what this church, Daily Fire is way above that. I'm trying to talk to you. Glory, about living your best life every day at maximum capacity beyond your wildest dreams, because you no longer will lie in the lap of Delilah and let Satan keep playing a hoax on you. You will look at the facts and the alleged. You will go through the evidence of your life objectively and remember how good God is. Now, some of you are saying, but he let me go through a trial. But I prayed to him to save my family member from death, but he still let the family member die. I went through something and I prayed to God and he didn't deliver me, but you're still here right now, aren't you? And you made it through, didn't you? Well, surely he answered your prayer and delivered you. It just wasn't the way you thought you should have been delivered, or in the time you thought you should have been delivered. You prayed for that family member to be healed, and he answered your prayer and healed that family member. Even death and transitioning to the Lord is a healing from the sufferings of this present world. That is a hoax Satan is playing on you, that God doesn't care, that God doesn't love you, that God doesn't want you to live your best life. You don't have to be sad. You don't have to be depressed. Christianity, it is a joyous lifestyle. I love it. I'm not a Christian because I must be. I'm a Christian because I want to be. I'm telling you, there is joy in living for Christ. There is happiness in living saved. I still laugh. I still joke. I still dress up. For those who know me, you know I'm a fashionista. I love my shopping. I love my shoes. Glory. He's playing a hoax on you. We got to get ready and wrap up. What I want you to understand, brothers and sisters, is the truth so you can come out of the masquerade. And Deuteronomy 28:13, the Bible says that God will make you the head and not the tail. Come out of the hoax of believing he doesn't want the best for you, above only and not beneath. Come on out of that hoax of believing he wants you always downcast and downtrodden. Hallelujah. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:21, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. This is 1 Peter 2:9, a peculiar people, that we should show forth the praises of him who's called us out of darkness, called us out of the hoax, called us out of the masquerade into his marvelous light. God wants the best for you. God wants the best for you every day and every minute, every second and every hour, every week and every month and every year and every decade, morning by morning and day by day, night by night. God wants the best for you. Will you come out of the hoax? Will you receive it? Glory. We got to get ready to go into prayer, brothers and sisters. I want you to come out of the hoax. Stop letting Satan put you in his lap. Hallelujah. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we glorify you. You are so worthy. We honor you. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you, Jesus. Father, we praise you because our eyes have been opened today. The scales have fallen. We can see clearly now. We see who Satan is. We've identified that trickster, that masquerader. We've identified that manipulator, that fabricator. We've identified that he's nothing but a liar, the father of lies. He does nothing but fabricate a hoax to try to bewitch us, to try to trick us, Father, into living beneath our privileges, beneath our destiny, and beneath our purpose. But now, Lord, we have now come to understand who we are, and we refuse, Father, to ignore the pattern of facts which calls us to have to look at the situation and ask, is this really what's going on? Is this really what happened? We will look at the facts and the evidence, and we will see that Satan has never meant good for us. He's never wanted us to have life. He's only out there to destroy as many as he can. But Father, we're not going down like Samson. We're not going to have our eyes blinded. We're not going to have to die and commit suicide, Jesus, because we loved what he offered more than what you destined us to be and do. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone listening. Bless them coming in. Bless them going out. Bless them in the city. Bless them in the field. Bless them when they rise. Bless them when they go to sleep. Bless their homes, Father. Bless their children. Bless the fruit of their womb. Bless the seed of their loins. Bless their day. 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 Bless them today. Everywhere they go, Father, cover them in the blood of Jesus. Place your angels all around them. I rebuke any kind of catastrophe. I rebuke medical sickness and illness. I rebuke depression. And I say that the hoax is lifted from them today. They are the head and not the tail. They are above only and not beneath. They are the righteousness of God in Christ. They are living life. They are living life. They are living life. They are living life more abundantly. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone listening say amen. Everybody say, I've been delivered from the hoax, because I see Satan for who he really is. Say it again. I've been delivered from the hoax, because I see Satan for who he really is. Look, let me do the altar call and give you your task. I apologize. I ran over the 15 minutes. I'm going to get this under control, because that's a lack of discipline, and that's not what God desires for me. All right, for those who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me, and it's inconsiderate of your time, and I don't want to be that person. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent of my sin and ask forgiveness. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In Jesus' name, Amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Listen, make sure all of you that you're in church, Bible study, Sunday school, if your church offers it, that you are, you know, you're getting your daily devotion with me here on Daily Fire Monday through Friday at 7 a.m., or you're getting the recording by following and texting DF to phone number 33222. I'm also going to be starting a Thursday night Bible study, very, very short, on Thursdays at 7. I think it's going to be 7 or 7:30, so I'll let you know. It's only going to be, again, 15 minutes, but the difference will be I will be able to actually take your prayer request live on air, and you'll be able to ask questions live. So it'll only be about 15 to 30 minutes, including questions. That's coming in February. I'm going to give you more information later. All right. Our topic for today is hopes. Your task for today is to come out of the devil's masquerade, see him for who he is, identify who he's using, the Delilahs in your life, be it a man or woman, anyone can have the spirit of Delilah, the spirit of hoax, the spirit of manipulating you, and don't let them cut your strength. Don't let them cut your hair. Lead them. Because what God has is much better. All right, share this with everyone else. I'll see you in the morning at 7 a.m. Whatever you do, don't miss the fire. Visit me at feelthefire.com.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick the feet out the door.